the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men, who will be able to teach others also. You, therefore, must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. Here Timothy is Paul is encouraging Timothy here to be strong in the Lord. And the things that Paul had taught him, to commit those things to memory, and to be committed to talk to others about that, to basically spread the word. And as a part of doing all this, one of the things that he brings out is that he has to endure as a good soldier. In other words, there's the spiritual warfare that Timothy needs to understand, that there will be hardship, just as a soldier would have to endure. There will be discipline. There will be pain in the performance of his duties as a Christian. And Paul has every confidence in the world in Timothy that he's going to perform these duties. But even though he has this confidence in Timothy, he understands that Timothy needs encouragement. And he is able to provide that for him. You know, I've always been very impressed in looking at history and looking at documentaries, especially on the war, and seeing the faithfulness of a soldier, the perseverance of a soldier, their dedication. They are dedicated to their country. They're dedicated to their brothers in the military. They're dedicated to their commanding officer. There is so much integrity in a soldier because they understand their duty. And they put that duty first in all that they do. This is why they make boot camp. They make boot camp very tough for new soldiers. And they have to do this in order to take the softness out of a potential soldier. Because if they don't get that softness out, it will not bode well on the battlefield. So the boot camp is there to engage all these new soldiers, for them to understand the commitment that is before them. How tough it's going to be. It's not going to be easy. You don't join the military just to have a place to live. You don't join the military just for clothing. You don't join the military just for the good food or to go see the world. You do it with great responsibility. And so many soldiers have great honor in performing their duties as a soldier. And because I've seen such great encouragement in soldiers, and see how committed they are, it obviously begs the question, how committed are we as a spiritual soldier in Jesus Christ? Do we have that type of dedication that we see in our history books? Another important aspect of a good soldier is that he's also careful to avoid civilian affairs. If you're in the Navy, whenever you make port, you have certain rules that you are to abide by. When you go into the civilian area, you cannot get drunk. You cannot be caught fighting or going AWOL. There are certain things that, even though they may not be in the performance of their duties, they still have to make sure that they have the proper character, even when they're in civilian affairs. So why is this so important to him as a soldier, when more than likely he used to do all these things before he was a soldier? Before he was a soldier, more than likely, he could have gotten drunk, could have gotten in fights, could have done a lot of things in which he did not show integrity at all. But one of the reasons is he has a respect for his commanding officer, and he wants to do whatever is possible to please that commanding officer. Sir, yes, sir, I will do whatever you say. They have great respect for those in authority. You see the spiritual application here. It's all over the place. The Christian soldier needs to learn all of these things. How to have integrity, how to have honesty, how to have devotion. But not only that, he has to be alert and be strong. He has to have courage and not be distracted by worldly things. We as Christians are faced with so many difficulties in our spiritual war against Satan and those who follow Satan. Christians, there will be suffering. There will be pain. But you will reap the reward from enduring those things. And we must be willing to suffer for doing the right thing. Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2. Do this you recall, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ is our commanding officer. He has all authority. But this verse says that he left that perfect example as a soldier himself. He endured the pain that is set before us. He was willing to go to the cross for our sins. He endured all those things. And yet on this side of the cross, we see him reaping the rewards. He's seated at the right hand of the throne of God in heaven, judging over what is rightfully his. But suffering and pain preceded that. And the Lord was willing to do that. And we as soldiers of Christ should follow in that same path. In Revelation 2, and in verse 10, it says, "Do not fear any of those things which you're about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life." Also in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 16 and 17. "Therefore we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal way of glory." That's the challenge for you as a soldier. For you with the eye of faith to see beyond the pain and suffering of this life. To see beyond the temptations that come your way and understand you have to overcome. Because by faith you know you are pleasing God, you are following His footsteps, you're following His example, and there will be a reward for you. And that's why we are considered to be in a battle against evil. The devil will not give up on you. But guess what? Someone who is so much more powerful than the devil will not give up on you either. He's there to help you. And he's there to advocate for you. So the encouragement is, be alert. Be strong. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. "Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world." Think about a commanding officer saying this. Verses 8 and 9. Sounds like someone with authority is saying this to his soldiers and rallying the troops. The Lord Jesus says for you to be sober, be vigilant. The devil's going to try and get you. But resist him. And guess what? There's other brethren who are right there along with you. You do not have to fight this battle alone. You have encouragement. And you can overcome with my help and with your brethren's help. Says the Lord. And then finally, 1 Corinthians chapter 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 13. "Watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave. Be strong." It takes a real man to be brave and be strong. What comes with that is humility. Admitting your faults and making things right. So the invitation is extended to you this evening. If you are not in that spiritual war, if you're not participating in it, the devil is continuing to have success with you. Don't let him win in the battle of your life, in the battle of your soul. Let Jesus help you overcome those things. Become a Christian today. And join us in battle as we fight against the devil and seek our reward in heaven. If you're subject to the invitation.